James.
And next, let's track a presidential candidate who is closely tied to the war. Senator John McCain supported President Bush's new strategy, and he paid a political price for that, among other stands. A few months ago, Senator McCain almost ran out of money, had to get rid of top advisors. His campaign was widely seen as doomed, all of which may have started changing after a strong debate performance in New Hampshire. Today, McCain is back in that early voting state where people are talking of a revival, as Anthony Brooks reports.
Back in 2000, running against his own party establishment, John McCain cast himself as the anti-Washington maverick. He attracted Republicans and independents from across New Hampshire and crushed then-Texas Governor George W. Bush in the Republican primary.
Last June, I asked the people of New Hampshire to make room in our party for the forces of reform. Well, thanks to you, my dear friends, today we have sent a powerful message to Washington that change is coming.
Yeah! What a difference 7 years and an unpopular war make. Today, New Hampshire independents have deserted McCain for his strong views on Iraq. Many Republicans have left him as well because of his support for an unpopular immigration bill. Down in the polls earlier this summer, McCain was forced to shake up his campaign, which was so broke it couldn't keep his Straight Talk Express bus on the road. Suddenly, the one-time GOP frontrunner is no longer regarded as a serious threat. Here's how Rudy Giuliani, among the current frontrunners, referred to McCain at last week's debate in New Hampshire.
I have tremendous respect for Senator McCain. I think I've said more than once, if I wasn't running, I'd probably be supporting him for president of the United States.
And former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee seemed all but ready to give up his own campaign and join McCain's.
If there's anybody on this stage that understands the word honor, I've got to say Senator McCain understands that word because he has given his country a sacrifice the rest of us don't even comprehend.
Dante Scala, a longtime political observer at the University of New Hampshire, says praising McCain makes sense, even if it smacks of picking over the bones of a struggling campaign.
I think Giuliani's praise of McCain is an opportunity for him to reach out to moderate Republican voters, especially in New Hampshire, and to give the not-so-subtle message that if you liked McCain back in 2000, you'll like me in 2008.
At a recent Republican gathering at the Scammon Family Farm in Stratham, New Hampshire, there was evidence of McCain's challenge and of his opponent's opportunity. First of all, there was former Senator Fred Thompson, braving a light rain, making his first appearance in the Granite State as a presidential candidate.
If there's any justice in the paper tomorrow, it's going to say Thompson's working up a storm.
It's unlikely Thompson would have entered the race if McCain's campaign hadn't faltered. In fact, he supported McCain in 2000. And there were other former McCain supporters here, among them Alan Sanders of Danville, New Hampshire, who is concerned with how McCain's campaign slumped this summer.
He's a true American hero, no question about it. And we could do a lot worse than him. I like the man. But I don't know. I still haven't made a 100% decision. He's not making as big a noise as he could be making. People pay a lot of attention to what they see and what they read. And he's not making a big splash anywhere.
Cindy Stoddard of Stratham, New Hampshire, also supported McCain in 2000, but says she's now leaning toward Giuliani. But Stoddard still admires McCain and appreciated that Giuliani used last week's debate to praise him, which she says raised the tone of his campaign.
Because I don't like it when they get really bashing each other and it's constantly bickering rather than focusing on what they should be focusing on.
As John McCain returns to New Hampshire today, his challenge is to win back core Republicans like Cindy Stoddard and Alan Sanders, a shift from 2000 when independents provided his margin of victory. It's a big challenge, though recent polls show most New Hampshire Republicans have yet to make up their minds. And there are indications that McCain is improving his standing nationally. So Dante Scala says there's still time.
Because if his campaign was going to bottom out, much better to do so in June and July than November and December before the primary.
Scala says complimenting John McCain may reflect well on his opponents, but it reflects even better on McCain, who he says has had a good week. So it's probably too soon to assume that his supporters are up for grabs just yet. For NPR News, I'm Anthony Brooks.